sorry for the restraints, my love, but it's necessary to stop you from fighting me. Now, let me bandage up the wound on your hand. There, all taken care of. Now, how is the rest of you? Oh my, you're shaking so much. Sweetie, what is wrong? You're sweating so much. Sweetheart, are you scared of me? I know we fought moments ago, but I swear I will not harm you. I just want to know what happened to you. You can't trust a monster. Since when am I a monster? Well, you didn't hate my blood-sucking nature during our wedding, so what's changed? Huh? We were never married? I certainly remember an "I do" passing from your lips. You don't remember me? Like at all? How is that possible? We've been together for years. No, I'm not lying. What would even be the point of deceiving you? Shouldn't I have killed you by now if we had no relationship? Yes, good point. I do have evidence of our marriage. Hang on, let me go get it. Here. Our wedding pictures. And more importantly, our marriage contract with your signature. Of course they're real. Why are you getting angry? You think I hypnotized you and made you marry me, sweetie? Please believe me, I'd never do that. Why would you even think that? You have gaps in your memory? Oh no. Honey, I think someone's messed with your brain. Let me check. Just look into my eyes. Closing your eyes doesn't help because I'm not trying to harm you. Genuinely, the best thing for you now would be to let me put you into a trance. Otherwise, I can't undo what happened to you. Of course you still think this is my doing. Someone must have brainwashed you to hate me and want to kill me. I lost you once before, and that will not happen a second time. Oh, right. You don't remember the kidnapping either. Let me explain. We were married and living right here in this house. I had to leave for a couple of days to attend a meeting with the Vampire Council. You stayed at home because you had to do several interviews in town. When I got home, the whole place was wrecked, and you were nowhere to be seen. I am so sorry, sweetie. I'm sorry I could not protect you, and I'm sorry I could not find you. None of this would have happened if you hadn't met me. It's been more than a year, and I can only imagine how your mind has been twisted. But please, let me make it right. That is the least I could do for you. So, honey, open those beautiful eyes and look at me. You don't trust me? I understand. After all, to you, I'm just some vampire that wants to charm you. Anything I say could be a lie to lower your guard. If I were in your shoes, I wouldn't trust me either. But I am telling the truth, and the only way to convince you seems to be with force. So, sorry, honey, but I have to do this. Sit still. I will pry open your eyes. There we go. Right into my eyes. Yes. Just look at them and let me do all the work. The only thing you have to do is listen and... What's happening? Honey. Breathe. Keep on breathing. Keep eye contact. I see something in your mind. It's a command. Ignore that command. It's choking you. Let me override that command. Breathe, sweetie, breathe. Breathe for me. Don't black out. Breathe for me. No, 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 no. Breathe. I command you to breathe. You have to breathe. You have to. That's it. Good. You're doing it. In and out. In and out. You're doing fine. Just keep looking in my eyes and breathe. You can feel it now, can't you? The unknown conditioning. The brainwashing some stranger did to you. It's a heavy fog in your mind. Giving you fake memories. Making you believe that you are a vampire hunter, but it's not real. It's weighing your mind down. Let me get rid of it for you. Let my words blow the fog away. Let my eyes shine a light to the truth. The truth that you are safe. The truth that you are loved. The truth you'll be okay. The truth that I am here for you. Let this truth replace the fog. Let this truth fill the gap in your mind. Good. That's good. You are entirely enveloped by my voice, entirely absorbed by my gaze. Now, let me guide you to the source of the problem, to the birthplace of the fog. Can you see it in the distance? The person who corrupted you, who caused this fog. You can get closer. You can look at their face. What do you see? You can't tell? It's fading away? Don't strain yourself, sweetheart. Let it be. You've done more than enough. Slowly wake up on the count of five. One, you keep breathing in and out. Two, you leave the fog behind. Three, you become more aware of the world around you. Four, the glow in my eyes is fading. And five, wide awake. Welcome back. How are you feeling? Confusion and disorientation are very normal after hypnosis. Sit back and relax. It'll wear off in a while. In the meantime, I can undo your restraints. After all, your hostility has stopped, and with that hand, you couldn't use a weapon anyway. There we go. Free again. Now, if your head has stopped spinning, we can discuss what you saw. What did their face look like? It was entirely unrecognizable, as if a large shadow concealed it. Huh. Perhaps next time we'll find them. For now, you've done more than enough. Yes, we will need to do this again. I think there are still hidden commands left in your mind. That choking was one example of such a command. It was meant to force you to stop breathing if another person hypnotized you. Probably to keep the identity of the original hypnotist secret. Luckily, we could break it before. Let's not think about that. Did you experience anything else during the trance? That's great, honey. I knew you could forget the fake memories. Did you also start remembering things? No. It's all blank. You really have no memory of me. Maybe in time they'll come back. Until then, I'll be your guide to the past. So, do you have any burning questions? My name. Oh, right. From your perspective, we've never met. I am Isabel. Nice to meet you. Well, you have a lovely name, too. I bet the rest of you is equally lovely. Why don't you come closer so I can truly admire your loveliness? Still a bit apprehensive, I see. No worries, darling. I'll stop being flirty. Let's get out of here and get you to a bed. No, we can't sleep here. Whoever made you a vampire hunter might come here to check who won the fight. You're in no condition to fight, and I'm not sure I could keep you safe. So we are going to a safe house an hour away from here. Now, darling, follow me to my car. The sooner we leave, the sooner you get in bed.